I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Pennsylvania voters go to the polls tomorrow in that state's Democratic presidential primary. One of the hot-button issues is guns. Some voters want free access to guns for hunting and self-protection. Other people say guns are too easy to get, and they are fueling high murder rates in urban Pennsylvania. We've got two Pennsylvanians on tap to talk local and national politics and the impact of race on the eve of this highly watched primary. Jamira Burley is a Temple University freshman and co-founder of the Panther Peace Corps, an organization that trains students in conflict resolution. And Thaddeus Mathis is a Temple University professor of social administration and co-director of the Center for African American Research and Public Policy. Welcome, folks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Jamira, let's start with you. Philadelphia has one of the highest murder rates in the country, and you and your family have been through the fire with that. Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, in 2005, I was in my 10th grade year of high school, and my brother Andre was actually murdered due to gunshot wounds in his sleep. So I'm pretty aware of the social issues surrounding violence in Philadelphia.
Now, you were still in high school when your brother was killed, and a lot of people would have just gotten depressed, but you actually were inspired in addition. What did you decide to do, and what kind of, tell us about your organization?
Yes. After the murder of my brother, my eyes were pretty much open wide. I started really noticing that the effects that violence had on the people surrounding me in my community, in addition to my peers. And one of the things that really helped me to deal with the pain that I was going through was actually starting the Peace Corps organization, which was founded at Overbrook High School, which is a peer mediation organization called the Panther Peace Corps that solely focused on decreasing the violence of, in Overbrook High School environment. And some of the things we did was peer mediation. The students actually monitor the hallways, and they have keys to the bathroom, so they're able to open and close the doors when in between classes. And the peer mediation really helped students in our surrounding area because it gave students an opportunity to really talk out their issues without resorting to the use of violence. And now, because of that program, is actually going to be expanded to the top 10 persistently dangerous high schools in Philadelphia.
Professor Mathis, you must be really, in some ways, inspired by hearing about this story. But there's, you know, there's the issue of national politics, and your state is front and center in them right now. Senator Barack Obama got into hot water with that issue of saying that rural Pennsylvanians cling to, among other things, guns. Do you think that as you hear this story, urban and rural Pennsylvanians have different perspectives on this, that there's a real divide between people who live in cities and see guns one way and people who live in the country and see guns another way?
Well, I think no doubt about it. The just the difference between urban environments and rural environments makes the proliferation of guns and the availability of the sort of high-powered guns that have no real value in the kind of hunting and other pursuits that rural Pennsylvanians may be into. There's a market in the cities for producing guns for use on the streets. Those are the kinds of things we need our elected officials to find a way to address.
How much do you put on national politicians to deal with these issues, like presidential candidates, Professor? I mean, is this really something that you think should be dealt with by a presidential candidate or by local officials, or does it have to be a collaboration?
Well, I think a collaboration. There's no doubt that this issue of gun violence is a national phenomenon, so we certainly do need some national attention addressed to it. But there are local dimensions of it as well. And so we need officials at all levels of government and private individuals at all levels of community life to step forward on an issue like this.
Jamira, let me turn to you. You have scholarships. You're at Temple. Right now, a lot of the focus that people are looking at in terms of their own personal lives is economics. You know, can we make it? Can you achieve your dreams? How are you dealing in terms of scholarship money? Do you think that it's going to be there for you throughout your college career?
I think eventually it will dry up, just for the simple fact that there's a lot of scholarships that I received during my first year, but next year, most likely, I will have to take out loans. And the thing that really scares me is the interest rate on a lot of these loans. And It's like I go to college to get an education to in order to better myself so the way I can live the type of lifestyle that I want to after I graduate. But because of these loans, for the first couple of years after I graduate, I will be paying them back instead of trying to develop a lifestyle that I want. So that's really a big issue to me. So these college loans is really scary.
And you're the first person in your family to graduate from high school, the first to go to college. There have to be a lot of hopes and dreams pinned to you. What responsibility do you feel, you're already giving back, but what responsibility do you feel as someone who's breaking new ground to give back once you graduate? Because you could probably make more money, honestly, if you go into a field where perhaps you're not doing as much directly for the community. But I suspect that you're the kind of person who's going to want to continue some of the work you've already started.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress on me. Coming from a family with 15 brothers and sisters, there's a lot of stress just for the simple fact I have 5 younger brothers and sisters who really look up to me. So it's my job to really not do anything that will shy them away from the goal that I set out for them. I want them to believe that they have an opportunity to go to college and that it is possible for them to graduate high school. And for me, it's like college loans now, not having the funding to really continue my education, is not going to stop me from continuing my education. I will graduate from college and I will go get my master's. But it's going to be a lot of hard work considering that the funding is not available. But I'm going to make it work.
Professor, when you think about the big picture of education and the influence that education can have on everything from crime rates to parenting, how important is it in your mind that the person who you vote for in the presidential race, as well as people in local politics, really focus on education?
Oh, it's absolutely important. Education is the key to getting out of the environments that trap so many of our youth. It is certainly a key to the labor market. It is a key to the issue of violence. It is the key to having some hope for the future. Without an education, you're locked into an environment that increases your risk for many of the ills that we see. Not just in urban areas, but in all areas of social and cultural life.
Jamira, you're 19, and this is the first time you'll be able to vote in a presidential election. First off, are you planning to vote? And secondly, what about your friends? Do you get any sense that people are excited about participating in the primary and then in the general election?
I'm very excited, and yes, I will be voting on Tuesday. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm really excited. This is the first election that I'm allowed to vote in. And not only that, this is an history-making election. A lot of my peers are very excited. They're pushing each other to really go out and vote on Tuesday. In addition, I've been signing up students to actually get registered in the last couple of months. So the youth, especially around Temple's campus and the surrounding areas, are definitely looking out to go and vote on Tuesday and to be a part of this kind of election.
Professor, what do you see from the students on campus?
Oh, I haven't seen this much activity in quite some time. And it's not just on the campus, but in the neighborhoods as well. And I think you see it reflected in the large number of new registrations in Pennsylvania, and particularly centered in Philadelphia, as well as the large number of independents who've changed their registrations to participate in this particular primary.
Jamira, given that you come from such a large family, do you talk to your family as well? And, you know, do you urge them to go out and vote? And what about the younger ones, too? Do you tell them about what it means to be politically engaged?
I've already talked to my little brothers and sisters about the presidential election, and I've told them about each of the candidates. And my little sister and my brothers actually have their favorites. My brothers, I've actually registered to vote a couple months ago, so they're looking out to go and vote on Tuesday, too. But it was very difficult for me to force them to vote. I mean, not even force them to vote, for me to inform them the importance of voting, because they were one of the type of people that believed that their vote didn't count. I really gave them the details and made them understand that how important this election was and for them to really pick a candidate who would represent them and their issues the best.
Professor, do you ever talk to your students about that same issue if they feel that there's no point in voting? Just briefly, give us a sense of what you might say to them.
Well, I teach primarily graduate students, so it's a different conversation with them. Many of them are already clear about their reasons for either participating or not participating. A lot of the students I have are more independent minded. I teach in the School of Social Work. And so they're either already heavily engaged in campaigns, or they're already heavily engaged in advocacy issues.
Well, that's sounds like you're in a good position then. Professor and Jamira, I just want to thank you so much.
No problem.
We were speaking with Thaddeus Mathis, a Temple University professor of social administration. He's also the co-director of the Center for African American Research and Public Policy, and Jamira Burley, a Temple University freshman. She's the co-founder of the Panther Peace Corps, an organization that trains students in conflict resolution. And they both joined me from the studios of WRTI on the campus of Temple University in Philadelphia.